The more they look, the more they find. In this case, we're talking about shallow active earthquake faults being discovered all over Oregon and Washington State. Collectively, these may present a higher risk than the better known offshore Cascadia subduction zone. Correspondent Tom Bonsi went into the field with geologists west of Port Angeles, Washington to learn more.
There's a line on a map for an active earthquake fault running through the forested hills on the north side of the Olympic Peninsula, but if I didn't have expert guides, I'd never know I was standing right on top of it.
Yeah,
a short bushwhack from the side of a logging road brings us to this low ridge, a linear bump on the landscape, basically.
Probably multiple earthquakes raised it up. So it's flat up here, it's flat down there, and they used to be aligned, and now they're offset.
Western Washington University geologist Liz Schirmer and two colleagues are scouting for the best places to bring in a backhoe to dig several short trenches across the bump, what they call a fault scarp.
You want to go closer to the green dot or further from the green?
Closer to the green dot.
They're hoping trenches will reveal telltale layers. Those could tell us how many times the fault has ruptured and possibly date the past earthquakes. That's the kind of basic information scientists and emergency planners need to assess risk. And they don't have it for most of the multiplying number of active shallow fault zones on land in the Pacific Northwest.
Several of these faults are actually probably more of a hazard than the Cascadia subduction zone, because they're closer to the population centers. And we think they are capable of producing magnitude 7 earthquakes, which is a good size earthquake, especially near a population center.
The offshore Cascadia fault zone is capable of generating magnitude 8 to 9 earthquakes. The big one strikes the northwest once every 240 to 800 years or so. Schirmer says the close-by onshore faults she's studying rupture less frequently.
More than 1,000 years, less than 5,000 years return time.
But the rub is there are a lot of these active local faults. The next damaging earthquake in Oregon is most likely to be a crustal fault, says the chief scientist at the Oregon Department of Geology. And researchers keep discovering more of them, thanks in large measure to a technology called LIDAR. When mounted on an airplane, LIDAR uses pulses of laser light to pierce the foliage of trees and bushes and map the ground underneath. Karina Forson is the chief hazards geologist at the Washington Department of Natural Resources. She says ongoing LIDAR mapping flights are proving revolutionary, really.
We discover new faults all the time as we collect new data.
Forson's agency plans to ask the 2018 Washington legislature for an extra $500,000 to hire specialists to map earthquake and tsunami hazards and get the info online so counties, cities, and citizens can use it. The federal government also is pumping money into earthquake fault investigations. Western Washington University geologist Colin Amos recently worked on a grant-funded team investigating faults in the Klamath Basin. A pair of earthquakes near Klamath Falls in 1993 caused 2 deaths and extensive structural damage.
You know, the scarps that we see in the LIDAR imply a record of larger earthquakes than what they experienced in 1993. So that's part of the motivation for looking at those features.
Other faults that are getting priority scrutiny include ones under Seattle and Tacoma, and those that run near dams on the Mid-Columbia River and Hag Lake west of Portland. I'm Tom Bonsi near Joyce, Washington.